Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Troy Dooley here, your host of RealMentorsRadio.com. It is a wonderful Friday. You know, every week I look back and I see great things that have happened. Yesterday, my youngest baby girl just turned 16, and we had such a remarkable day. Went down to Pier Park, ate at Jimmy Buffett's place. It just had a wonderful time. She shopped. I invested quality time with the whole family. I mean, that's just fun. You get away. You don't do anything. There were a couple of times when they were riding some rides where I could check in and take care of a couple clients and not interfere with the family. And I tell you what, life couldn't be better. Matter of fact, I got a phone call from a potential new client. So it just never fails. When you're doing it right, when you're focusing on making sure that everything in your life is swinging back and forth. I believe life is like a pendulum more than it's like a balancing act. You know, it's going to swing in different directions. But at the end of the day, if you're doing the best you can, it's all that matters. We are in Mark DeMoss's Little Red Book of Wisdom, Chapter 10. We're about halfway through this book. Everyone's in PR. Are you practicing it poorly or well? It took me a while to ponder that. But he's got a phenomenal point. See, it doesn't matter if you say it's all word-of-mouth marketing. It doesn't matter if you call it anything. When you talk, you're in the PR business. And that's what Mark gets into today. He says, take this test. Name someone, anyone, not actively involved in public relations. Now, whoever you came up with, think again. See, maybe you say, no, I'm just a housewife. But then maybe you get on the telephone and you say to somebody, you know what, this just flat out sucks, but I was just at my doctor's office, and instead of taking care of me the way they were supposed to, they just made me sit there for 25 hours. That's public relations. You're being a critic. Maybe you went to the dentist. You called up a buddy of yours and said, man, you've got to go to that dentist. Not only is that gal beautiful and her breath smells good, she knows what she's doing. I walked out of there and I feel like my mouth is okay. It doesn't matter what it is. We are all in the public relations business. Paige and Jetty and I walked out of Ghost Rider 2 last weekend. We both looked at each other and said, there ain't no way I'd recommend that movie to anybody. It sucked compared to the first movie. Everybody around us, are you serious? I said, dude, in a heartbeat. It was totally off the scale. It had nothing to do with the actual comic book series. No, that's public relations. Mark says, even without speaking, every person you include is a mouthpiece, a critic, a supporter, a case in point, an endorsement, an argument, a walking billboard, a testament, for or against something. Everyone is in PR. And simple, name of the game, the way it happens. And yet people don't get it. Matter of fact, here's public relations. I just got a phone call coming in. This is somebody that knows I do the radio show every day at this hour, and yet I mean so little to them that they don't stop calling. It's amazing. Everybody's in public relations. Now listen, seriously, on the most elementary level, PR is a profession. It's a firm, it's a company, it's a corporate department. Every major network marketing company I work with has somebody that's their public relations person. Some people look at public relations firm, and if you dive into the slang, they say that they're spinmeisters, they're just running the party line, they're pro-propaganda, it's full of fluff and fizzle or worse. The sad thing is, a really solid public relations team speaks the truth. They deal in facts. And they let the rest go where it has to go. See, I'm a firm believer. It's one of the reasons we've built so much trust, I think, with corporate liaisons is that they know, right or wrong, I'm going to share the truth with people. They may not like it. It may cause a little bit of an issue. Matter of fact, I got an email from Orrin Woodward last night, and he was saying, hey, there was a couple things in your latest video that you did on us that just weren't factually correct, and I just want to let you know what they are. I said, thank you very much. I'll correct them in my next video. That's just it. And then one thing that he wrote, he said, Troy, I like your idea about allowing people to use the the logos and the copyrights as long as we've given them a limited license instead of, you know, telling them they can't do it at all. See, these are the things that help us. Because when we do something right, companies get benefit. When a company does it right, the sad thing is, and I see this a lot in network marketing, I see it a lot in TV, people overhype the facts. It's plain and simple. They overhype the daggum facts. Richard Brook, who's a phenomenal friend, good mentor of mine, chief visionary officer at 2110. His new book, and I'm gonna share a case in point. His new book, The 4-Year Career, when you open it up and you read it, I want you to, these are the facts that he presents. He says, why network marketing? He says, fact number one, it's legal. Fact number two, most companies fail, some succeed. That's the fact of why network marketing. Listen to fact number three, most distributors fail, but there are some who succeed. There's no hype in Richard's book. He's just flat straightforward. And that's what Mark DeMoss is talking about here. You're in public relations. Now, the question is, are you a critic or are you a testimonial? Or are you a walking billboard for the positive? See, a lot of times critics who despise something, I've got critics of network marketing, I've got critics of individuals, they will tell you that everything I do is fluff and hype. I got a new shirt I'm buying to wear that says, if you have haters, you're doing something right. Jesus had a lot of haters. I just love that. You know, this is just the way it is. See, Mark, in his book of the Little Red Book of Wisdom, isn't trying to change anybody's mind. Throughout this whole book, it's been nothing but facts and little stories about himself. He uses a story in here about Delta Airlines, and I'm a fan of Delta. I'm a premier gold member, diamond member, something, because we fly so much. Says, as a 20-year resident of Atlanta, I most often fly Delta Airlines, which is headquartered here and serves everywhere. One way or another, Delta dominates this region. And like most companies of its size, Delta has an executive in charge of representing the company, the PR guy. But what Mark talks about here is none of us know who the PR guy is. Because to us, the PR guy is that guy or girl that we talk to across the counter when we're getting on the plane. It's the airline steward or the airline stewardess. It's the captain. It's the guy taking care of my luggage. Matter of fact, I flew Delta a year ago, lost some of my luggage, and they were so nice. They gave me a whole overnight kit. They gave me all kinds of stuff until they could get my luggage found. This is the greatest part. They compensated me a wardrobe. I had to go buy a wardrobe because I was going to dinner with Richard Brook. And they compensated me for the whole amount. Said, look, price is not an issue. You go and buy whatever you need to buy. I said, well, I'm not gonna charge out the yin yang. It cost them a couple $300. But that's PR to me. I've been bragging about that ever since. Another one is Starbucks. Now you guys hear me talk about Howard Schultz, but most people don't know who Howard Schultz is. But who they do know is they know Sarah across the counter, who's my barista. Every Sunday morning, I don't go to Starbucks in Destin that much. About once a week, I show up. Now, I'm a gold card carrying Starbucks member. I mean that seriously. My card came directly from Starbucks. It's gold, thanking me for being a member since 2006. When I walk in and I present my gold card, they definitely know who I am, but the fun part is they knew who I was before. When I walk in, Sarah smiles real big. Troy, how are you doing? Where are the girls? Hey, do you want your usual? I said, what's my usual? And she goes, well, let's see, it's cool out today, so you'll probably want a salted caramel mocha. Absolutely. When it's cold out, she said, ooh, it's, or when it's hot out, she goes, ooh, it's hot out today. You're probably going to want a double chocolate chip frappuccino with a splash of peppermint in it. I said, absolutely. That is PR. See, this is the fun part for me. Because I get to go and consult with clients all the time. Some of them are corporations, some of them are individuals. And when we sit down, the first thing I do is I say, tell me about your culture. Tell me about your PR. Tell me about your people. And, you know, I sat in VK's office, I don't know, a month or so ago. I said, man, tell me how it's going. Tell me about the new the new body. Tell me about what Verve's up to. And here's his PR. Well, this is one of his PR guys. Does not work at corporate. He's not even out of high school. I mean, excuse me, college. He's going to ASU. He goes, dude, Brad is kicking it up. He goes, he's over there at the college, and he's got these college kids that are jamming down on this Verve because it's healthy energy drink. They don't have to drink that crappy Monster. He goes, he's shooting me little videos all the time. Hey, man, we just had a Verve party. Signed 5 people up. That's PRs in the field. That's the key. Now, right now, I'm playing PR for HarborDox. Man, it's like every day when I go into HarborDox, now that they're back open for breakfast, I'm like stoked out of my mind because I have a new host, a hostess or a server, whatever you call them, all the time. Like I had Mark yesterday that took care of Cassie and I and Ashton as we went in there and celebrated Cassie's birthday. Mark is a stud, man. He took care of me. I had a cold cup of coffee. No excuses. He said, dude, my bad. Took it, got rid of it, figured out that if you put hot water in the cup first, it warmed the cup up, which kept my coffee warm. He said, I'm getting swamped. I'm just going to leave you a craft of coffee right here, not charge you extra. Is that cool? I said, dude, we're up. I mean, that is PR. People come to Destin. They need to go to HarborDox. If you go look at HarborDox Facebook, you see all my comments, and you see Eric Parton, who's my pastor, and he's commenting at nighttime on the sushi. See, I do breakfast. He does nighttime with his wife at sushi. This is what PR is all about. This is what you've got to do. Now, are you doing it? If you're a CEO or a founder of a company, I want you to ask yourself this. What's the PR in your company? Do you got a bunch of dull, negative, disillusioned whiners out there that aren't talking about the company? I'm not talking about critics, okay? I'm talking about your team. All they do is whining internally because they're not making enough money, the product sucks, the leaders aren't listening to them. That's PR. They may not be getting off their butt. You may be saying, dude, they aren't doing anything. Okay, that isn't my fault. That's not really your fault when you look at the outside, but when you start digging inside, it becomes your fault. What's your mission? What's your purpose? Are you sharing that with people? We got to dig so freaking deep inside that we can understand what the message is going on outside. Going back to Starbucks and something that they do, they scour the net for any critical information. And then they go read it. Then they pass it around. And they read it again. And they don't go shoot somebody for saying something nasty about them. They say, hey, is there anything here that we can dig into? Is there something here that is factual? Is there something here we need to fix? And then they address it, and they go handle it. Now, if there's something there that they don't need to fix, if it's just bad information, they correct that information and share with people the facts. That's what it takes if you're going to build phenomenal PR. Now, listen, here's some other negative PR. I don't get into the negative very often, but here's negative PR. Marriage doesn't work. Teenagers all suck. They're selfish, immature, act like two-year-olds. The odds are that your wife is going to screw around on you sometime before your marriage is over because you've not given her enough attention. Or your husband's probably going to go out and have numerous affairs because to him it's not about the emotional side, it's just about sex. And, I mean, with sex, it's just an act. That's bad PR. That's what marriage has gotten. Divorce rate, 50% across the board. Do you want to know what happens? I'm going to brag a little bit because in our family, our family is one of the most dysfunctional. Going back to man, I think I can take it all the way back to my great-grandma and grandpa. I mean, on both sides of the family, we're just dysfunctional. I mean, we got Scottish, Irish, English, I think Cherokee. We probably got some black and Chinese or something in there. I mean, heck, we're just hodgepodge of people. But you want to know something? We're family. My mom and dad have been married over 40 years. Paige's mom and dad's been married over 30 years. 40 years themselves now, excuse me. Mom and dad's going on 50. Paige and I have been married going on 25 years. 6 kids. One of them's been in jail. Well, one of them's been in prison a lot. One of them got in trouble and learned his lesson. One of them's not been in trouble, but he's a little rebel. I got two teenage daughters that some people would say dress conservatively and nice. Others would say look like little crazy wild girls at the beach because they always have bikinis and halter tops on. I got a wife that's just a knockdown, drag-out, sexy woman I've been in love with since she was 16 years old. She writes romances. Oh, my gosh, that's probably the act of the devil himself. Seriously. We go against the mold when it comes to PR because we love each other. It gets crazy. It's nutty. We're raising three granddaughters. You know what? People look at us and say, wow. They had a son that was in trouble in school consistently, which kept them on edge. They have internal in-laws and outlaw arguing, so that keeps you on edge. They're raising three older boys when two girls come along within 17 months of each other. Oh, my gosh. They both work from home. They'd move across country without a job, without a place to live, put a $50 deposit down. Oh, my gosh. See, everything that the world says, you know what, that'll rip up a marriage, just made us stronger. Doesn't mean that she likes me all the time. Doesn't mean that she hasn't had to work on me to change my ways in some areas. But we go against the norm. We're unique. We think outside the box. We challenge the status quo. When it comes to public relations and marriage, we're not critical. We're not a statistic. We're a poster board. Not to sound egotistical. What I'm saying is this kicks freaking butt. Because this really is what it's about when you're out there doing things. How do people see your marriage? How do people see your business? That's what you've got to ask yourself. I wouldn't trade Paige. I wouldn't trade Josh, JT, Dalton, Tessa, Cassie, Jetty, Lena, Tempest, Ashton for anything. I wouldn't trade my career. I wouldn't trade Paige's career. I wouldn't trade where we live. See, I understand there isn't a perfect company. There isn't a perfect leader. There isn't a perfect family. Situations aren't perfect. See, you're in the public relations business, whether it's your family or whether it's at your work. You've got to kick it up. You've got to make it happen. You've got to decide what's the best way for me to take this to a whole new level. See, when you do that, then you're able to do things that other people can't. You're able to blow the doors off of things that other people haven't been able to do. And when you do that, it truly is the sky's the limit. See, at the end of the day, it comes down to your name, whether it's your corporate name or your personal name. In Proverbs, it says, a good name is to be more desired than great wealth. See, your name is important. Matter of fact, there's a parable in the Bible. It's the longest conversation we ever see Jesus have with one single individual. Woman comes to the well, and he says, can you get me some water? It's kind of funny because if it was in the 20th century and some guy was sitting at a well and asked a lady to get him water, it'd be the shortest conversation he ever had. But in this case, she starts talking to him. Now, this goes back to reputation. A good name is more desired than great wealth. See, as the lady talks to him, he says, you know, you've been married four times. You're sleeping with a dude now. Now, right off the bat, we think, oh, my gosh, that prostitute, that harlot, that sleazy girl, what's her name? And I'm not going to go into detail, but there could be a whole lot of reasons why she was married four times. Back in those days, if a woman was barren, they think she was cursed. The husband could just divorce her by saying, I'm divorcing you. So there's a lot of things. I could go into great detail on that one, but I won't. Listen, Jesus made such an impact to her that she went back into the city and told everybody, there's a rabbi at the well that we need to talk to. He's Jewish. They were Samaritans. Number one, the Lord talked to a Samaritan woman, which we could get into details there. But number two, even though she'd been married four times and was sleeping with somebody that she wasn't married to, she had so much credibility. Her reputation was not what we see it as, that the whole city came to the well to listen to the rabbi speak. A good name is more desirable than great wealth. And for you to think, well, yeah, she was probably a hottie in bed. That's why all the guys, I didn't say guys, I said the people in the village came to the well, men, women, and children. What's your name like? What's the PR surrounding the image that you have? See, this is what we've got to look at. Mark writes something in here I like. He says, the Bible tells us that we do not live unto ourselves. We all know what a great degree we form, to what great degree we form judgments from the people around us. In our many inevitable roles each day, if we wish to be wise, we can increasingly be conscious of our offhanded potential to damage or bless. One of the things that I mean, if it wasn't that I've just grown older now and have more patience, I hate it when I hear some guy talk about his wife in such a derogatory way. I just want to haul off and slug him. My dad would yell at me up one side and down the other. Sometimes he acted just like a drill instructor and has called me some of the most unorthodox names. I probably fit them at the time. But something he taught me early on, and he never once, publicly or privately, to where I overheard, ever disrespected my mom by calling her some name. Not saying they didn't get into some dragged down arguments, because they sure did. And I'm sure he wanted to just pick her up and spank her butt. But I'll tell you what, I never heard him ever disrespect her. And that's something that I've grown up knowing. You don't disrespect women. Now, part of that's just Southern heritage. But part of it was the way I was raised. My dad's a product of the 60s. Rebel car, long hair. You know, wasn't like he was some Jesus freak when he was young. That didn't happen. He was just the opposite. But I carry that with me, and that's something that when I go to my grave, my boys get to carry on. They get to know, you know what, you treat women with respect. And if you can't treat them with respect, you better get them out of your life. You better just leave. I'm not talking about getting divorced or anything. I'm just saying that if you've got women in your life that are crappy like that, find a new job, do something. You got to kick it up and make a difference. That's the fun part. Folks, it is Friday. We're going to be on Aces Radio Live this afternoon. Next week, we're coming 3 days from Vegas, I think, or 2 days from Vegas. I don't know what it is, but we're going to have fun out there at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. It's going to kick butt. Chapter 11 on Monday, another thing, a few more thoughts. You're going to love that one. I'm not telling you what it's about. You just got to be on the show. Remember, live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here with me Monday morning on Real Mentors Radio.com.